Thank you for downloading this podcast from the Echo e-learning page. Don't forget that Echo membership would provide you with unlimited access to a whole range of other educational courses, as well as the entire content of the Echo e-library. Please check this out at www.echo-ibd.eu. My name's James Lindsay, I'm the Echo Education Officer, and I work in London at Barts Health NHS Trust. Over the course of the next 5 minutes, I'm going to describe the importance and methods of organising multidisciplinary transition care for adolescents with inflammatory bowel disease. And I think this is a hugely important area for three main reasons. For our patients, adolescence is a time when they grow up, and they mean that in terms of their physical, sexual, emotional, and cognitive growth and development. It's a hugely important time in a person's life. In addition to this evolution, it has several important life milestones. These include examinations, leaving home, finding work, relationships, and fertility and children. We know that inflammatory bowel disease presents often in young people, and almost a quarter of people will be diagnosed before their 18th birthday. So inflammatory bowel disease is a common problem in adolescents. Research has shown that disease that presents at young age is often more extensive and complicated, with a higher burden of inflammation and symptoms that have a major impact on quality of life. In addition, the impact of inflammation on growth and the impact of the treatments that we use cannot be overestimated. So the disease has a negative effect on a patient's quality of life and on a patient's progress through the milestones of adolescence. And the third and final reason why this is such an important time to consider is that at the age of 16 to 18 is a time where patients with inflammatory bowel disease transfer their medical care from the pediatric clinic in which they were diagnosed and have had their early treatment to an adult clinic that may be at a geographically distant site and be seeing a whole range of physicians and nurses that they have not previously met. So there are three hugely important reasons why we need to focus on this area. The process of transition is the planned education and development of a young person with inflammatory bowel disease to give them the skills that they require to maintain optimum disease control throughout the process of transferring their care from the pediatric to the adult services. This process of transition isn't a single event. It's a journey that the patient goes on alongside their parents and the clinicians looking after them, both in the pediatric and the adult clinic. The process can start any time from the age of 12 to 14 years, and one would hope it would be completed by the age of 16 to 18 years, where most patients will transfer their care from the pediatric to the adult clinic. One of the key requisites for successful transition is trying to ensure optimal disease control throughout the process of gaining this knowledge up until and including the point of transfer to the adult clinic. There are huge risks if this process doesn't occur appropriately. In terms of poor understanding of the disease and the treatment from the patient, a lack of self-efficacy in managing their medication and organising their healthcare, and this can result in poor adherence to medication and to hospital appointments. The consequence of that may be disease progression, an impact on patient quality of life, poor school attendance and achievement, as well as an increased psychological distress. One of the key factors that is essential in driving an appropriate transition process is communication between the paediatric and adult healthcare team. A survey by the Paediatric Committee of ECHO found that 40% of IBD physicians have no formal transition process. And this is one of the reasons why there was a recent topical review on transition, which has been published by the ECHO Topical Review Group in the Journal of Crohn's and Colitis. During the process of transition, patients move from child-centred care, where there's a family-centred clinical style, focusing on growth and development, towards adult-oriented care with more autonomy, individual focus, and issues such as cancer surveillance and fertility take a higher role. During the transition process, the idea is that the patient gains disease-related knowledge and self-management skills as the parental control over their care gradually reduces. This process requires regular monitoring to ensure enough skills have been obtained to allow successful transfer to an adult clinic. Guidelines suggest a series of steps that are required in order for transition to be successful. There needs to be age-appropriate education to allow the patient to gain disease-specific knowledge, including their diagnosis, results of previous investigations, the medication they're taking, and the side effects of such medication. The patient needs to develop self-efficacy in their own healthcare so that they're able to organise and coordinate their appointments and investigations. They need to develop self-advocacy so they can engage in shared decision-making about treatment strategies and therapeutic goals. Over the course of the process, assessment occurs to ensure adequate progress, and clearly the patients need to be engaged and given both education and support to facilitate the change in control over the care of the patient from the parents to the patient themselves. This process needs flexibility so that patients can progress through it at different time points. Often it requires a named transition coordinator who's likely to be an IBD nurse, and the whole process must be individualised to the patient. There is no ideal recommended model for the process of organising this transition care. And clearly, the model that works for an individual centre will depend on many factors related to geographical location of the adult and paediatric clinic, and many models have been proposed. These include shared appointments between a paediatric and an adult gastroenterologist, and organised adolescent clinics where both paediatric and adolescent gastroenterologists work with all members of the multidisciplinary team. Few studies have been performed that show benefit of appropriate transition on outcome, but one has recently been presented, which is the transit study in the United Kingdom. This took a cohort of 130 patients who were diagnosed with inflammatory bowel disease before their 16th birthday and divided them into two groups: those who'd been through a structured transition process, which was defined as having at least two visits where a paediatric and an adult gastroenterologist shared care, and to those who had not been through a structured transition process, in whom there were no shared appointments between paediatric and gastroenterology and adult gastroenterologists. These groups were compared to the outcomes in the 12 months after the transfer from paediatric to adult care, and those who'd been through a structured transition process had fewer disease flares, less exposure to steroids, and fewer emergency admissions through the accident and emergency department. Although this is retrospective data, it is one piece of evidence that supports the use of an appropriate transition program to improve outcome for patients with inflammatory bowel disease. So, in conclusion, patients diagnosed with inflammatory bowel disease before the age of 18 often have more extensive and more aggressive disease. There is a risk of poor outcome if the process of transfer of care from their paediatric to adult clinic isn't organised with a successful prior transition, so that the patient develops the skills required to manage their disease in the future. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. More information on this important area can be gained from the ECHO Topical Review, which is published in the Journal of Crohn's and Colitis. And don't forget, more information and e-learning is available on the ECHO e-learning website.